Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. I have no idea what else to say. But Welcome to Ignite at Night, everybody. I guess that I will say, welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
What's good? I'm Jordan.
And we are the Innovation Crew, and wow, I'm still in awe. As you guys know, the greatest artist ever of all time, Prince Rogers Nelson, passed away April 21st, 2016 at like 9 a.m., and I am just still in shock. I was in school, ironically, I was in school and I was in piano class, and I found out, my friend called me and she said, oh my gosh, Shalia, Prince died. And I just was like, what? Like, I literally felt like my heart, everything kind of stopped for a minute. Then I looked it up, and it said there was a fatality at Paisley Park, and I'm thinking, you know, it's Paisley Park, you know, it's, you know, they said a fatality there, they didn't say him. And then when I kept looking it up, I found out it was him, and I called my mom crying, said, Mom, I was supposed to be at the concert, and blah, 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 you know, I was going off, and wow, I just really can't believe it. Jordan, when did you find out about it, and how do you feel about the death of him?
My mom told me.
Oh. Where were you at when she told you? Did she, like, call you, or, like, were you at home or something?
She called.
Oh, was she crying like I was?
Well, actually, she told my brother. That was my brother told me.
Oh. Did he say if she was, like, crying or really sad or anything like that?
Mm-mm. He didn't tell me.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, I was just, I cried so hard. I had to get checked out of school. And just, it's just really sad. Now, Jordan, I know you know how much I loved him, right? I mean,
yeah.
We literally just, literally not too long ago at all, we did the, you know, the tribute to his album, Parade. It had, I think it's, you know, 25th anniversary, no, 30th anniversary. We did like a tribute video to him. So I'm just like, wow, it's just really, really crazy. And I have so many thoughts going in my head. You know, he died the day before prom. I didn't want to go to prom, so I didn't have as good of a time as I could have. But that happened. And the ironic thing about, Jordan, you remember when I was talking about his concert and going into it, everything, right?
Yeah.
So what happened is, you know, we were supposed to go, then my mom had to go out of town for whatever. Well, he rescheduled his concert, and the time he rescheduled it, my mom had went out of town for work. And then, I don't know what the ticket, it probably was given away, I'm thinking, someone else, but all I know is I wasn't going, and I found out the day of, because I thought she was just kidding. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go, but I found out I wasn't going. I was crying the day of the concert. So now it's like thinking like, wow, that is the last concert that he ever did. And he was here in Atlanta, and I'm just still kind of numb and in shock and in awe. It's just really, really sad. Wow. But Jordan, how do you feel about the situation just of him dying? Well, what was your first reaction when you found out?
I wasn't like crying, but in my head I was saying.
Yeah, I mean, he was just, wow, the greatest of all time. And I hate comparing him to people, but I did. Okay, well, who do you think is, I'll just say this, because like they say, it's two types of people in this world. You got the Michael Jackson fans and the Prince fans. So who you rolling with, Jordan, honestly?
Michael Jackson. If I had to roll around, I'm rolling with Michael Jackson. I ain't know too much like Prince songs. I only know like a couple.
So just because Michael Franks is better. So you say you know more of Michael Jackson, that's why you choose him?
Yeah, basically. I don't know, like,
yeah.
I know Prince, but I don't know too much about him.
Yeah. So I have actually, well, people that know me, including you, Jordan, know I've always rolled with Prince, and he's the greatest ever. And it's just so many reasons I said that. And the reason, you know, the full-on debate between Michael Jackson and Prince, I always used to say Prince because look at what Prince does. I mean, he plays over 27 instruments. He writes all of his songs, plays all the instruments on his songs. He writes for other people, never takes the credit for them. Like, I know on a lot of them, he used to just put, like on his album, like it'll be like Jamie Starr or the Jamie Starr Company. He'd say that because he didn't want to take credit for writing all these hit songs, you know, like for Sheila E., Vanity Six, and many other people. It's just a lot. Wow, and it's shocking. Isn't it just a shock, Jordan? Like, it was so unexpected. Out of all the people, it's like, him, really? Really, Jordan? Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we're still working through. We're going to talk a little bit more about him and everything else. But, yeah, I'm sad, people. I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm shocked. But, yeah. We're going to talk a little more about Prince and about what's going on in sports and around the world. But first, I'm going to – literally, he has so many great songs. It's hard to pick three. You know, we can only do three songs per show, so it's hard to pick. So what I did was I picked three songs that I think showed his versatile. He literally did every genre of music, you know, so – I just picked three that I think really shows his variety of genres and his skills. So I guess I'm going to start off a little hard. You know, everybody always sees him with the guitar and you know, crap. And, yeah. So I'm just going to start it off with Bambi, which is from his second album, which was his self-titled album called Prince. Dang, I'm going to miss him. I love the guitar in this song. Here's Bambi. right, that was a little more of the rockier, edgier Prince Bambi off his second album, Prince. Love this one. That's one of my favorites by him. As you can see, he was about definitely the greatest guitarist of all time, and I absolutely love that song. We're going to talk more about him, but first, Jordan, what's going on in sports?
Well, everybody know that Steph Curry will be out for like 2 weeks because of his sprained right knee. And then Chris Paul, he'll be out for like 2 to 4 weeks because broken right hand. His hand got caught in the shirt. And Blake Griffin, he out for the year.
Wow. I didn't know that. All these injuries going on. When did they get injured?
Steph Curry got injured Sunday, and I think Chris Paul got injured Tuesday, I think. No, it was Monday. He got injured Monday. And then Blake Griffin got injured during the game Monday too.
Oh. Well, I hope everything's okay with them. Yeah. That's great. Well, at least the Warriors beat the little record that you and Muhammad got an argument with over the. If y'all haven't seen that, y'all got to see that. It's actually really funny. So they broke their record. But Jordan, anyway, what's going on in the entertainment world? I've been pretty blocked out, so you know what else is going on in the world?
Yeah, I heard like that Beyonce thing. Jay Z gave Beyonce permission to do all that stuff. He already knew about it.
Oh, about the... Explain what's going on, Beyonce. I really haven't been paying attention.
So, she came out with, like, a musical movie thing on HBO. It's her album called Lemonade, but she made a visual for it. And then, like, during the song, she was just talking about her relationship.
Give us the juice. What was going on?
So too, like when she was talking about how relationship, like who Jay Z cheated with and stuff, she didn't say no name. People started suggesting like it was I forgot her name, Rachel. Yeah, Rachel. I forgot her last name, but they were saying her, Rita Ora, and stuff like that.
Do you think that's why Rita Ora has problems? Wait, keep going.
Like I think in the song "I'm Sorry," she said something about blonde hair, call her Becky, something like that. And then everybody was something like it was Rita Ora.
It probably is. Is that why Rita Nation and Rock? Well, Rita Nation, Rita Ora and Rock Nation are at like war. Well. Last I heard of Rita Ora, she was trying to sue the company. You remember that? Flu Rock Nation?
Yeah. I think she's doing that because they ain't even playing her music. They hold me.
I wonder, are they doing that because of Beyonce?
Mm-mm.
I can't believe cheaters. Who would cheat on Beyonce? Oh, my gosh. People are terrible. Really. Who cheats on Beyonce? It shows you any man a dog. I found out that any and every man would cheat after Eric Benet cheated on Halle Berry. Can you believe that? That was a shocker. I would never in my life
not
think somebody would cheat on Halle. What do you mean? Halle Berry's so gorgeous. Who would mess that up? I just don't understand.
Once I seen about J-Lo relationship and stuff, I knew something was up then. Cause if you can't stay with J-Lo, she's been with Ben Affleck and all the other people. Like, if you can't have a relationship with J-Lo, then something up.
Please. It's probably J-Lo the reason.
I doubt it.
I mean, just like Taylor Swift, it's like she basically can't keep we all know. Hopefully she stays with, what's that guy's name?
Calvin Harris.
Yeah, hopefully she stays with him because I think they actually like each other, so I'm saying hopefully she stays with him. But other than that, she can't ever keep a man. The best she gets out of him is a hit song and maybe a few dates, and that's about it. So I feel like J-Lo is one of those people who
just, you know.
I doubt it. Why? I mean, she's been so many people. The thing about with Halle Berry, it's not her, it's the man. They cheated on her, and Eric Benet admitted, you know, to doing all that and having.
I'm telling you right now, if a man cheated on a female, that means something the male don't like about the female, or the female ain't doing something right.
Why do you gotta say that? Come on, Jordan. That is not always true. Maybe because some men are dogs and they just can't stay with one woman. You know? That's true as well.
I doubt it.
What do you mean you doubt it? It's happened before. It has happened before. Truly.
They probably cheat because a relationship get boring at times.
How is that a reason to cheat? That there's no cheating path in this world. If you're with one woman, you stay with one woman. You don't go and find other meat. Doesn't matter.
You see it one way, I see it another way.
Because you're a man. You all are dogs. All of you. Including one in specific
it.
Who I would go off. Oh, let me not even start on him because he may be listening to the show. No, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to start on him because I feel like I've been played dirty, and I'm going to tell you guys why in a minute, and I hope he hears this. Anyway, before I get into my little story about what happened over this whole DECA thing, here is another classic by Prince, which I think defines the Minneapolis sound pretty good. It's called Automatic.
You
Automatic by Prince. One of my favorite songs by him, probably my favorite song off his album, 1999, which a lot of people call his breakthrough album. The album before Purple Rain and Jordan. I'ma miss him. Oh, gosh, I'ma miss him so much. If you guys only knew, literally, I was the biggest Prince fan. I loved him so much, and I always dreamed about what I would say if I met him and asking him. He's actually the reason I started playing instruments. Like, I'm in piano class right now. I'm trying to learn to play the guitar, and all of that was inspired by him, and I'm just going to miss him a lot. So much I can say, so little time. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know what, Jordan? You still rocking with me, right, Jordan?
Why you say that?
Just asking, because I'm going to have to tell you probably my other issues off air. I was going to do it on air, but, you know, I don't give people the satisfaction. So I'm going to just tell you off air. But thank y'all so much for tuning in. Still in shock. Next week, the show will be more upbeat, more up-tempo, more exciting Prince facts. But until then, Prince, I love you, I adore you, and I miss you.
Maybe not the ride, but I-